The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
College Football Live is presented by Xfinity.
Here, breaking news. The game between Vandy and Georgia has been postponed. It was scheduled, now rescheduled for December 19th. If Georgia isn't playing in the SEC Championship game, the game was postponed because of Vanderbilt's squad size, position availability falling below roster minimum requirements. Also in the world of breaking news, Nick Saban has been cleared to return for Alabama, taking on LSU this weekend. He obviously was sidelined with COVID last week. That didn't hurt them and within the game, but he will be back on the sideline this weekend as Bama takes on LSU in what has been a season to forget for LSU. And also on the news front, as we get through it all, Texas Tech coach Matt Wells has tested positive for COVID-19. He'll now be working remotely leading into their game against Kansas. Defensive coordinator Keith Patterson will step in to the head coaching role for that game. A lot of news coming through the pipeline. Also, the Rose Bowl and Fiesta Bowl made an announcement that their games will take part with no fans in the stands. Remember that the Fiesta Bowl will be allowing families of the teams playing to attend, but no fans. And then also, of course, the Rose Bowl, part of the college football playoff. It's College Football Live. Jim Mora, Desmond Howard, I'm Jason Fitz. Gentlemen, we just started with a ton of breaking news. We've got a lot going on for the weekend, ton of big games, so let's get right to it. Something we like to do every single week on this show is the Saturday Spotlight, and it starts with Texas A&M taking on Auburn. First game that we're going to take a look at here. Texas A&M, number 5, according to the College Football Playoff Committee. They'll look to continue their 5-game winning streak, taking on Bo Nix and Auburn. Coach, what are you looking for in this one?
Well, to me, you know, you said a 5-game win streak. We know they can run the ball. They sit very quietly at number 5 in the college football rankings. The separation for me here is the quarterback play. You know, I've seen Bo Nix a little bit stagnant, maybe regressing a little bit. But on the other hand, A&M, Kellen Mond. Man, he's shining. He's a leader. He's confident. Great decision maker. Taking care of the football. 16 touchdown passes versus 2 interceptions and only 3 sacks. That's the difference.
Next up, Ohio State taking on Michigan State. Sparty's only got 2 wins, but one's over Michigan and one's over a top 10 Northwestern team. So we'll see what they can do against Ohio State. Dez, what you got your eye on?
I want to focus on Ohio State's offense and Justin Fields specifically. I mean, don't forget now, we haven't seen them play in weeks. And the last time we saw them play, they won. Close game against Indiana. Justin didn't have a great game, but he has a lot of receivers around him. Garrett Wilson, Chris Olave. So you know that they're going to turn it up in East Lansing. And I want to make sure that they can try to create turnovers. Sparty has turned the ball over 15 times so far this season. 9 interceptions and 6 fumbles.
All right, next up, the committee told us they still think the Big 12's got some quality football being played. Oklahoma and Spencer Rattler taking on Baylor. Coach, what stands out to you from their quarterback?
Well, I think Oklahoma's playing like a top 6 team, and it's because of Spencer Rattler. He's overcome the early season miscues, the youthful mistakes of turnovers. You know, he's only had 2 interceptions the last 5 weeks versus 12 touchdown passes. Where in the first 3 weeks, he had 10 touchdowns but 4 interceptions, and he was sacked 8 times. So, you know, listen, I think they are playing at a very, very high level right now.
All right, next up, Santa Claus game early for college football fans. We get a little early present we didn't know we were going to get. BYU taking on Coastal Carolina. Love the drama. Dez, what have you seen from BYU so far?
Wow.